The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. My name is Pat Loney and I'm co-hosting this morning with Sarah DeBruin. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to see
you. Excited to be here again.
Yeah, I am too. So before we start, we'd like to remind you that Biz Talk is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later in the show. And our guest this morning is Randy Nofke from Style Hookup. So good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you here.
Thank you.
So Randy has got a history with working with SCORE and started a small business in the Appleton area, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Well, I also go by D the Stylist. On Facebook, it's D the Stylist Nofke, but my salon is called Style Hookup LLC on Wisconsin Avenue, just a block from the 10th frame. It's new. Haven't quite been there a year yet.
Okay. And what do you do at your style shop that's different than maybe somebody else would see or somebody else is doing in style shops?
Well, the Style Hookup is more about for everybody to be welcome, but I do all kinds of services from eyelash extensions, hair extensions. I do lots of ethnic hair care, dreadlocks, braiding, makeup. We have a barber on our team, makeup artist as well. We do also the, you know, haircuts, colors, anything and everything beauty and hair related.
Yeah, and Randy, you have a wide range of clients in age and backgrounds. Can you tell us who some of your clients and what those age groups are?
Literally, you'll find anybody in our salon. We have kids as young as 2 or 3 getting their hair braided, retired ladies getting roller sets, anybody and everybody in between. Literally everybody should feel welcome there.
Right. And you said you did hair extensions, eyelash extensions, coloring eyebrows. Those are really unique things that not are in every salon. Can you tell us how you became certified or what you had to do to get that kind of license?
Well, some of it was just more trial and error, but some of it I did have to go like for different training classes for like the eyelash extensions. Or even just like, you know, beauty school just for the whole aspect of it.
And how did you get into doing ethnic styling? That's really unique. And you looked at that area of the community. What did you see? Did you see a lot of other salons doing that?
Not a lot. I always just really liked getting into the braiding and stuff. And once I realized that there wasn't many other people doing that, it kind of was eye-opening for me. Well, also my kids are mixed race, so it helped me a lot there too. Like, I see there's not a lot of options out there, and I think everybody needs options, so why not just push for that?
And the diversity that is increasing in the Fox Cities has to help too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So what kind of research did you do other than just word of mouth and things to help you decide that this was a business you thought you could get into and support?
Well, I was helping in the salon that I used to work in a lot with like her manager duties and things like that. And it was kind of clear to me, like, if I can do this for somebody else, I probably could do this for me. And I heard over and over again, like, there's nobody here that does these like the braiding and stuff like that. So it was kind of like, OK, well, I can do that and I can get in and, I don't know, see that this is where people keep coming back. People need this. It's not just a lot of times once you get connected with somebody, it is a lot of that word of mouth that just gets us.
Yeah, and when you came to me with SCORE, you said, I have this dream. And you were doing it for someone else, but your dream was what? To do it
for me, right?
On your own. And you looked into the research, you looked into the community, and we can talk as we move into the show what kind of things you did in background wise, how you set up your own LLC. You kind of did so much of it yourself, which is so impressive. By the time I met you, tell us about your dream. How long have you had that dream, and how long did you know you wanted to
literally
run your own business?
It goes back to high school. I found a book where I wrote what I wanted to do with my life. Literally senior year, I wrote that I was going to open a salon. I was going to have my own brand and some other stuff on there that it's like, wow, I really did always want to do this. But I thought, you know, it's a dream and whatever. But once I started talking about it and like actually getting into it, it's like, wow, okay, we're doing this.
Right. And you said what it took was just talking about it and writing it down.
Yeah.
That got you motivated to start doing that.
That's huge. When you write it down, it becomes more solid, and you know, you start noticing people that you run into that you can talk to and saying, hey, how did you do that?
Yeah, it seems more attainable then.
I also thought you talked about the fact you worked for somebody else first, so it gave you a flavor of what the business was too. So you didn't just start, you know, just go out and cold buy business or start a business and without any experience in that business either. You knew
right.
what you were doing and where you're going and what you're getting into.
Right. I forgot to mention, I did work at like a barbershop chain too for a while. That was more of like a corporate setting, and compared to the salon where I was just more independent, and just seeing, you know, both, like I learned so much just from both of them that it's like brought me to show me what kind of salon I want to have.
Right. Right. The corporate setting's a lot different than being independent, right?
Definitely.
And I think it's good that you took the time, and that's something else we talked about, that you really did take a lot of time to explore this business before you got into it and did a lot of legwork and things. So working with another business, or two different businesses in the same area, gave you that flavor that you could kind of decide what it was you were going to do a little bit different than what you were in or what you're seeing out there.
Yeah.
So,
right.
How about talking about what, as you're setting up your business and you start working with SCORE, how did that process work for you? How did you start with SCORE? Could you explain just, you know, what you did?
I just heard an ad on the radio, I'm pretty sure, that I was like, huh, I'm going to check that out. So I went on the website and requested like a SCORE mentor, and that's when I got hooked up with Sarah. And I don't even know that I filed my LLC or any of that yet, but just kind of like told her what I wanted to do, and just getting that out there and talking to her about it had me like, okay, she sees that this is real life. This could really happen. So that, like, just having her there to, you know, just bounce some ideas off of was awesome. And then a little ways down the road, I like started making my plan and stuff, and then I had – that's besides SCORE, but
we started working on a plan, and you know, talking about, okay, what kind of business do you want to be in, entity form wise?
Yeah.
What do you want to call your business? You looked into building a brand for yourself. You're D the Stylist. People know you as that on Facebook. We talked about marketing, and you started out in this venture, and you had a lot of hurdles in the first year, but you lived through it, and here you are talking on the radio, talking about how successful you are, and I am so impressed and proud of how you've done.
Thank you.
So, can you tell some of the things that you learned, either with Sarah as your mentor or as you moved along through the process in the last year?
Mainly, I learned that you expect to do everything on your own because people don't just do things for you.
Sure, that's part of being a business owner. You're not just styling hair and putting on eyelashes. You are
also
running the QuickBooks, running the financials, hiring independent contractors to staff your store, buying your materials
and
the products.
Doing the cleaning, everything.
Yep.
And I bet it's a lot easier for you now than it was a year ago, too, right?
Yeah, but there's still so much. I feel like every day I'm learning so much that it's it's hard to say, like, oh, what if I, there's so much that I learn all the time.
But isn't that kind of cool? I mean, that you can say now you've learned so much. So, you know, if later in your life you decide to do something different, you've learned so much through this process that you could actually take and apply that in maybe a completely different area.
Yeah, or even if I opened a salon again, it would be a whole different, it would be all the, you know, a lot of things would be different.
Yeah, we could get into that. Can you tell us again what your address is and your Facebook page, your social media, and your phone number? How do we get a hold of you?
432 West Wisconsin Avenue. It's Suite C, Style Hookup on Wisconsin. And the website is stylehookup.co. D the Stylist Nofke on Facebook or Style Hookup. You can call or text 257-8621. And you can also schedule online at that stylehookup.co.
Oh, that's a great aspect of your business too. A lot of people want to do that online. I know millennials are texting. I don't want to call anybody. My daughter never calls me back, so I have to text her to get her attention. And doing stuff online and applying online scheduling online is a really good service. That's great.
So, did you have to go through a loan process? Did you take a loan for
your business? That definitely was a work in progress. I expected it to go a lot smoother than it did, and luckily I have a good support system with my family to help me when things don't go as planned. And that's one thing for sure I learned is don't expect anything to go as planned.
Absolutely.
None of it will.
Have patience. The loan process took about how long, would you say?
At least 3 or 4 months.
Right.
So had I not had my support system, I would have failed right then and there because I wasn't prepared as I should have been.
And that is not abnormal that a commercial loan would take that long to put together. It's very common.
Pretty short time, really.
Why doesn't Google tell you that?
Well, it's one of those things that if you haven't done it before,
you don't know.
And you're used to maybe buying a car or something, that's a pretty fast loan. But commercial takes a lot more time to put together and to think out and put the business plans and things together for the loan officers, and it's quite a bit different. So, you know, if you did that again, now you've got that experience behind you too.
We would give it more time, yes.
Yeah. But you made it all work out, and it all came together, right?
Yes.
So you're pretty much on your schedule also, you know, that it took a little more time than you're planning on, but it wasn't critical to you. Taking that time actually helped you put together a better plan, which then also helped you get a better business off the ground when you did get going.
True. Very true.
Great. So if you'd like to call in and talk to Randy, our telephone number is 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're outside of Appleton, it's 1-866-887-1150. You're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHPY and 103.5 FM. We'll be right back.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance.
See how Fox can help you with 22 locations and loan experts that make it easy.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back. We're glad you're with us this morning. We're talking to Randy Nofke from Style Hookup, and we're going to get back to Randy in just a minute, but right now I'd like to tell you a little bit about what Fox City Score is. We're located in the Fox City's Chamber Office in downtown Appleton, and we have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve an 8-county area around those three cities, basically. We have about 50 volunteers. Each of them is an expert in their own field. So you've got people with accounting backgrounds, legal backgrounds, manufacturing backgrounds, restaurants, IT, strategic planning, HR, a lot of different backgrounds. So when you come to contact us like Randy did, we find a mentor that's got the background for what you're asking. And then oftentimes it turns into, I'm also looking for this. So you're not just starting up a business, but you've got questions on HR and you've got questions on marketing and legal and things like that. And it may be the person that you're working with, or it may turn into be another mentor that we bring in that also then starts working with you. So we look at ourselves as being there for the life of your business and not just a one and done kind of thing. And we'd like to talk a little bit more with Randy about that and tell us what you did exactly. You signed into our website and got a mentor assigned to you, which was Sarah, and then you met with Sarah and basically started talking through the process of what it was you're thinking about, and Sarah then helped you decide, okay, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? I know one of the things we talked about was the lease that you have or that you ended up signing and things, and you want to tell us about that a little bit?
Sure. So first I met with her, and that was pretty preliminary before I was even making the plans. So we talked, and just getting on the table really brought it to real life. Like, we can do this. But then down the road, I finally was planning on buying a place to put the salon. So I needed a lawyer, and I was like, wow, I actually know somebody. I can got a business connection already. So then that's when we had to go over, I put an offer on a place, and just all the stuff that I had no idea that she could come in and help me with that.
So tell us about the process with your lease and how that went. And I know you were talking earlier about the fact that you had the spot picked out, and there were things that you assumed were going to happen that turned out wasn't exactly what the leaseholder was interpreting the communications and things. Could you talk about that a little bit?
It wasn't, and you had to do a lot of build out too to your building or to your space.
So originally I was actually looking at a different place, and so that's where I had got, I needed a lot of help with the legal stuff with the place that I was going to buy. But then when I got to the place I'm at now, it was very nothing was included, and I expected things to happen that, I interpreted them different than what they were, and it was a lot of, obviously the legal stuff is just a lot to handle and look at, so it was nice to have Sarah around to help me understand it clearer, but nothing with that was...
When you say nothing, it's utilities, you had to do special renovations for ventilation systems, and there was a miscommunication, let's just say, with your landlord, and that's why you come to SCORE. A SCORE mentor can help you look through a lease like that and say, okay, this says you're going to have to do this, this, and this. And those are the kinds of hurdles you ran into. Just explain some of those.
Well, first, the ventilation I thought was going to be taken care of, and it wasn't. So then... that got pushed out. So when I opened, I actually I wasn't able to do chemical services yet. So that was the first big problem that I had.
And you didn't know you had to contract for all of your own waste pickup, for instance.
Oh,
some
right.
some leases just you assume there's going to be a garbage can in the back of your building, and there is not.
Yeah, no idea that you would call the city and ask for one of those. That I was oblivious to that, but so much of it I was oblivious to, but every day.
Well, and a lot of what SCORE mentors, myself offer, or Sarah offer, is we've been through all these experiences only 20 years earlier or sometime earlier, and things we can say, you know, when I did this, this is what I had to look for and things, so that, you know, you can think about those and be aware of those, because it's very, really easy not to think about all of the things that go into a build-up, for example. You just think, I just rent a store space, and, you know, it's good to go, and all I got to do is move my stuff in, and I'm ready to go and things. How about any licenses or regulation or anything? Did you have to do more legwork on that than you originally were thinking about?
No, that I was probably the only thing that I was prepared for was getting my licenses, and you have to have multiple licenses and then a license for the establishment. And that was probably the only thing that I did know off the, you know.
From your prior experience. Yeah. What kind of licenses are there? Are they, obviously, you have a professional license, but city codes and all that sort of stuff. What did you have to go through?
You have to have the licensed, like, contractors. You can't just have some Joe Schmo or your dad come in and do the plumbing or the electrical.
Okay.
And then the city comes and makes sure of it. So it's that stuff that I, you know, I kind of assumed but didn't really know how involved it really was until I was in there.
So we as consumers don't think about things like that because we're just used to it. You turn the water on, it works.
Yes.
You know, you just think about the electricity. I told you an example when I was in college. I moved into an apartment and never thought about the fact that somebody had to call the electric company to get this hooked up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it doesn't happen that way. So.
And then my unit was connected with the unit next to mine with the electricity. So I'm still going through trying to figure out that stuff, too. So it's like constantly something.
A new issue every week, yep. Almost, when you're starting up, for sure.
You always have to be aware, don't you, when
yes.
you're in a business of a whole bunch of things going on around you that you haven't had to worry about when you work for somebody else, because you just came in, plugged in, and did your thing.
And then you can go, yeah.
And you can go.
You don't really just leave it this
yeah.
way, yeah, that's for sure.
When you started, were you the only stylist in your salon, or, you know, tell us about how you found some people to work for you and rent space in your salon.
Yeah, I was the only stylist, and I have two people that came to me that were like friends of friends or a client that were like, oh, I would like to get in on this. But otherwise, it's hard to find people and also to just open up to let other people come in, because it's like, this is my space, and it's kind of nerve-wracking thinking about, you know, the drama that somebody else might bring or stuff that way. So that's something that I'm definitely working on trying to figure out right now.
Right.
And that's a great example of, you know, when you start working with other people, you've got to think about that end of it, the people end of it, and the working relationships and things that, you know, you never had to worry about before either.
Yeah, I like going to work now, and I want it to stay that way, but so it's definitely something to work on.
The people who work for you, they're independent contractors.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
Yeah. And did you go through a process with them where you have a contract that you
yep.
had to work out? And is that how that went?
Yeah. Yep, just like that. I just had, like, requirements for them. They are pretty much their own business, so I can't really say too much, but I do still have certain standards that I, you know, I expect of them.
Right, and that's the issue you run into often in your type of business. The independent contractors under you are their own business, but you have a brand to upkeep,
right,
and to represent and to build up. So they're their own separate business, and they keep their books separate from yours, and that's really important. So they're not your employees, and you don't have to worry about workers' comp insurance, unemployment insurance, all that sort of thing. But getting comfortable, like you said, with looking for people takes a lot of maybe connections. And that's how you described you found your people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you have a call or a question you'd like to ask Randy, give us a call at 920-281-1150 or the TDS Metro toll-free line at 866 877-1150. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 105 FM.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney. I'm here with Sarah DeBruin, and we're talking to Randy Nofke this morning from Style Hookup. We're going to get right back to Randy in just a minute, but I'd like to share with you a couple different things we're doing for education. Big part of SCORE is to provide education for people, whether you're in a business or you're thinking about starting a business. We've got two different things going on in the next month that you could be aware of. One of them is a QuickBooks class, and there's actually four classes. They're on the four Wednesday evenings of February. They're going to be at the New Horizons out on the west side of Appleton. It's a great location. Every person will have their own computer to work off from. And we're going to start. The first session is going to be on starting up your business on QuickBooks. The next one's going to be on vendor relationships. The next one's going to be on customers. And we're going to finish up with reconciling bank and credit card statements and also statements, how to put statements together that outside people may be able to use. And then we're also going to have a session on strategic planning, and that is going to be on March 13th, and that's going to be at the Fox City's Chamber Building, and that's going to be from 6 until 8 o'clock in the evening. You can go out to the SCORE website, foxcities.score.org, and sign up for both those. We hope you do, and we're sure that we can provide you something that will be worth your time. So, Randy, you want to give us one more a shout-out of where we can find you on Facebook or on online or else where your store is, too, if people would like to stop by?
Facebook, you can find me. It's D the Stylist Nofke. D the Stylist is all one word. Otherwise, Style Hookup right on Facebook. The website is stylehookup.co. You can schedule there or just see what we do, our prices, everything is on there. And then we're 432 West Wisconsin Avenue, just two blocks from Richmond and Wisconsin Avenue.
What are your business hours typically throughout the week?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday, so you can find us there normally 9 to 8 on weekdays, and then Saturday we're usually out by like 3 or 4.
And you can schedule appointments online, too.
Yep, right on that stylehookup.co.
That's really cool. I like that a lot. And I was telling you earlier that I was trying to connect. I was out on your website, and I was looking at where the D the Stylist came from, and can you tell us a little bit about that? You go by both, Randy or D the Stylist,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, D just comes from Randy. It's D-E-E, but it stuck in high school, and I just went with it. It went so well with the stylist. D the Stylist sounds way better than Randy the Stylist. So it just worked out and stuck.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's cool.
Shorter. We've got the trademark on Style Hookup. Maybe we need to trademark your name.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to take another break. If you'd like to call in and talk to Randy, the call-in numbers are 281-1150, or outside number is 866-887-1150. You're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY or 103.5 FM.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking with Randy Nofke this morning from Style Hookup. And Randy, it's good to have you here. I know one of the things we were talking about, the fact that you worked with Sarah to put a trademark together. Could you explain why you wanted to put a trademark together for your business and what it's all about?
Sure. I started the trademark online. I look at Style Hookup as more of a brand and overall, not just like a local salon, which it is a local salon at this point. But I do want it to be a salon that people know as anybody is welcome there and everybody feels welcome when they come. And you can get your service done no matter what it is that you're looking to have done. So I do look at it as like not just a Appleton thing. And I wanted to have Style Hookup already trademarked, just so that when I do finally get to that point, like I've already thought that through.
That's great. You're setting yourself up to take advantage of your future success, right?
Yes.
Certainly. And that's how you build your brand. And Style Hookup, to me, when I look at it, it means you're going to hook up with whoever's style walks in the door. You know, you have so many wonderful services and diversity in services, and you're going to be personalizing that. That's what that trademark means to me. And what you're saying is you want to expand into Oshkosh or Apple or Nina or Green Bay or whatever. There's a brand then that will already be built up.
Yeah.
And that's the value, very valuable for your future.
So what goes through the process for setting up a trademark?
Well, I just really started it myself. It's more of an application and figuring out which specific, I guess, mark you have. And then things got kind of messy. So that's where I was like, okay, I'm glad that I can call on Sarah for this. And so she helped me with the rest of it and like making it not seem so messy, I guess.
you have to register your trademark in a certain class of, you know, a channel of trade and services that you offer. And that's where we kind of had to narrow it down a little bit. But it is a registered trademark. And I really applauded you when you came to me. You had it done so well. And it's not just a word you're trademarking. You have a logo. Your logo is trademarked. And that's what's on your sign. And it's a really catchy logo.
Thanks.
I think that was a great idea. I really applaud you for thinking out far enough to do something like that and put that together.
Thank you.
So how about we talk a little bit about some of the certifications and things you need yourself to be able to put, to be a hairstylist or put a business like this together?
Well, first, I think it's 1,800 hours of, like, beauty school training. And then it's all on you, like, what you decide you're going to do. Like, for me, the main training that I had to have beyond was for the eyelash extensions. And eventually I want to go back to the same people and do training for microblading and whatever else comes out. But
what is microblading? I know you say you color eyebrows. What does that mean? And what is microblading? Because that's a question maybe millennials can answer, but not everybody else can. I can't.
Maybe old radio hosts too.
Yeah. Randy, I don't think you have any idea.
The microblading is more of a tattoo for your eyebrows. It just looks more natural than the old fashioned tattooing for your eyebrows. It's just like the new
people
thing.
People tattoo their eyebrows. eyebrows now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what does microblading then do?
It just makes it fills in your eyebrow really, just with a more natural look than the full-on tattoo that people used to do.
Is it a permanent?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I mean, I haven't been trained in that yet, so I'm not completely sure, but I do know that it is a tattoo.
That's the direction. That's one of the things you want to get training in this year. And what are your other goals for your business as far as reaching out to the community and getting your name out there, for instance?
Well, this year I definitely want to get some more stylists in and help build our team. But then also put some more effort into networking and getting on Facebook more and just connecting more with people that way.
How do you market your business?
Right now, I don't really do a whole lot. Facebook is really it. Facebook and Instagram slightly.
Word of mouth,
but, obviously. Yeah, really it's just word of mouth.
Clients came with you and they tell their friends. And
yeah.
So how strong has word of mouth been for you?
It's like 90% of it. I really feel like that's the best part of it, I guess.
Good. I've always felt that too. I just am kind of curious now. It seems like maybe that's getting lost in the noise of Facebook and Instagram and some of these things that are online. But no one seems to talk enough about the value of word of mouth and how you do it.
But I do think that word of mouth kind of also does cover like Facebook. A lot of people go on Facebook and say, does anybody know, you know, somebody for this? And I've had a lot of people tag me just like that. And to me, I consider that word of mouth because you take that way over. I'm going to keep, you know, I post Style Hookup all the time, but people aren't really looking at that. It's the people that refer you to Style Hookup that they really want to hear from.
Absolutely. And I think that's a big value of SCORE, too, is not so much what we can do specifically as maybe we can point you towards somebody that we know who has helped other people out with this kind of particular thing, like Sarah and her background and legally and some of the things that she's done with franchise work and trademarks and things like that, that we can help you get through those hurdles as you start up a business and get your business going and everything.
Yeah, what's really exciting about SCORE, I think we have some new mentors in social media and social media marketing, which will support a business like yours and give you some more ideas and help you get that presence online started. So there again, we're here for the life of your business.
That's cool.
And SCORE also is not made up of just retired people either. There's a lot of people we have working with us who are currently employed or are, you know, working for themselves and things, and they help us out as they can and things. So, you know, there are a lot more options there. And I think it's a hard time right now with the marketing because there's so many channels to go to, and you always have limited resources, right?
Yes.
Limited time, too.
Limited time, yeah.
Yep.
And you got to figure out how you can best expound off from whatever channels you decide you're going to go to. And word of mouth is a very strong one. So what have you learned from the time that you started up that, you know, you say, you know what, that was really valuable. I'm really glad I did that or went through that process. So processes are hard sometimes, but you know, you get done and you say, man, I'm glad I did that. I'm glad it's over, but I'm glad it did.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm glad that I just finally took that leap. Like, I don't know what I was waiting for. I'm just very glad that I did that.
It takes a lot of courage to take that leap, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it's so liberating.
What helps? Oh, gosh, yeah. What helps is you have that backup of SCORE, and SCORE is really gives you confidence, and so do other people, your family. It sounds like we're very confident in supporting you and making you take that leap.
I would say that they probably weren't until I took the leap. You know, a lot of them were more leery than anything. Like, it was just the clients and the SCORE mentor and talking to other people that were like, yeah, why couldn't you do that? Why aren't you doing that? What are you waiting for? You know?
What I find interesting, and Pat, you may comment on this too, is so many of the clients I get through SCORE, like you, are young, you have a dream, and you are willing to take that to another step. And that is kind of where the future businesses are coming from, and I think, in these days.
I agree. Most people I'm working with are the same thing. You know, they want some help. They know they have an idea, and they want to turn that into something. They're just not exactly sure how that process works and everything. And, you know, you go out and you start talking to other people, and they help you along the way and help you, you know, figure out, you know, okay, here's what I did. When I started a business, I started this way. Can you give us examples of people that you've talked to along the way that you weren't expecting? So if you went back 2 years ago now and you had said, this person will never talk to me, but they did. Have you had that experience?
I'm not so sure. Are you talking like of like my clients or my family? That
or just people like that helped you out maybe as you're going through the banking process or you're going through the legal process or different things that you would say, you know, I'm not sure who I would call if I was going to do this.
Sure, okay. An accountant or you
or
know,
an accountant,
somebody like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or something like that. Who do you turn to?
Well, I mean, I wasn't expecting to even need Sarah as quickly as I did. That was shocking to me. But my uncle just came through and was like, you know, I got your back no matter what. So, and I wasn't expecting that either. And it was like, everything just worked out how it was supposed to. And that's what I've noticed from the beginning is like, you stress, but it's going to work out how it's supposed to. Whether it's how you think it's supposed to or not, it's going to go the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, it is. And isn't it cool when you have those people that say, I've got your back and do.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we think in the world that we're out there all by ourselves and, you know, we just got to slug it through and make it go wherever we're going and things. And, you know, you get that gratifying feeling that, you know, there are people.
Not alone.
You're not alone.
Yes.
Right. Once you start on this endeavor, that's what you find. You have insurance people, you have legal people, you have SCORE mentors, you have your family, everybody supporting. And your clients obviously love you, Dee the stylist. And I think you're building up a really unique business that's valuable to this community. Again, you know, some of the services you can go over again, what you thought was the real niche market for you.
Yeah, I definitely think the ethnic hair care is something that Appleton really needs. So that helps a lot with my business, but also doing the eyelash extensions and the hair extensions keep it so that, you know, there's things for everybody and just the hair services in general. Like, everybody needs a haircut at some point, right?
Yep.
So even if you're not coming for ethnic hair care or dreadlocks or any of that, like, we got you covered.
I kind of see you as ahead of the times, the microblading. Are clients asking for that?
Oh, yeah.
Microblading and tattooing your eyebrows. Okay.
Yeah. Do you cut hair for men?
Oh, yeah.
And do you have a male barber? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I have a barber that just does men and children cuts. But I also do that. We cover.
And your barber does ethnic hair as well, correct?
Yep. Just men and kids.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So where do you think you might be going in the next year with your business? You got any ideas?
I mean, I really just want to, I still feel like we're in the beginning, you know, like, yeah, we're getting close to a year, but I still feel like there's so much that just trying to get established, you know, get it out there more. A lot of people don't walk in and they're like, whoa, I didn't even know this was here. So just getting it out there more, I guess, would be the big thing.
Have you had a lot of people walk in? And
yeah, even the first week I was surprised that people walked in. Like, it's pretty awesome. I love the spot. Like,
yes.
Even that's one thing I was so set on buying the place that I was going to put the salon, and then all of a sudden that didn't work out, and this is where we're at. But it was meant to be, and that's what's happening. So we're going with it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I think it's a great quality you have, too, of, you know, going with the flow. You've got a plan. You've got a dream, and you've got a plan put together to accomplish that dream, but you're also willing to also bend where you have to bend and say, okay, maybe I need to change this just a little bit to still get me to my dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really important as you run into some obstacles and things that you can say, okay, I didn't think about that. I got to take care of this and how am I going to do that and things.
And you got to just like attack it head on because, yeah.
It doesn't go away if you don't do
that, right? Yep. You're a little far down the road to not keep going at this point.
Exactly.
And I think you're going to keep building up your brand and all these interesting, very interesting to me, menu of services that you have. It's the whole beauty business is changing and evolutionizing all the time. And you're right on the cusp of everything, is the way I see it.
I do, too. And it's been very interesting hearing your story and, you know, what you've been able to do with it. And appreciate that. So we'd like to remind people that this program couldn't be on the air every week without our sponsors. And one of those sponsors is Fox Communities Credit Union, which has been a long-term sponsor of BizTalk. If you're looking for business-oriented banking services, Fox Communities Credit Union is who you want to be talking to. Albertson Hailing CPAs is another sponsor that we have on. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. They have helped us out a great deal with our clients at SCORE. They do a lot of work with small business, and they do a lot of tax work, which is really important for almost everybody right now. We'd also like to thank Legal Business Edge, which is Sarah DeBruin's company. Thank you, Sarah.
You're very welcome.
Sarah handles a lot of business law and forming businesses, contract review, intellectual property, patents, copyrights, and trademarks. So we're really thankful that you help us out. The Wisconsin Business Development Corporation, WBD, has come on as a new sponsor. They kind of specialize in 504 loans. Those are SBA loans. If you're looking for an SBA lender, keep Wisconsin Business Development in mind. And then we'd also like to thank Kendale Marketing. Kendale is actually the supporter of our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com. And they help keep that website up and going and fresh and everything, and we really appreciate the work that Candale does for us. And then we'd like to also thank Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly business newspaper that serves East Central Wisconsin. If you haven't subscribed to this paper and you really want to have an idea what's going on with business in Northeast Wisconsin, this is the place to do it. It's only $20 a year, and it comes out biweekly. So thank you to all those people helping us put this program each week. We couldn't do it without you. So,
yeah, and just a reminder, this show is always put on a podcast on biztalkwithscore.com, and you can hear Randy, and she's able to also use this podcast and put it on her website. Absolutely. So it's a really good another way for Randy and other businesses to market themselves.
Yes, it is. And also you're not tied to this time of the day or this time of the week or whatever that is. So
now is the time. Usually we end the show with a biz tip from our guest. So you can tell other people who are either in their own businesses or wanting to start a business, what is your biz tip for them?
My biz tip is if you have a dream, start talking to people about it. Listen to what they say and weigh their, you know, opinions and weigh your options. Do your own research, but telling people will get it out there and you'll realize that it truly can be a reality. And then also those people that you tell will ask you about your plans and they'll help keep you accountable.
Excellent.
Right.
I find that really true in a lot of different things in life. I know from time to time I've tried to lose some weight and the trainers will tell you the same thing. You know, tell somebody you want to lose 20 pounds and you've got a better chance of actually accomplishing it because somebody holds you accountable, right?
Yes.
So that's what happened there. And I'm sure that happened to you, too, along in your journey, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And how has that made you more accountable to yourself as you're going through that? You know, what have you done that said, maybe I don't feel like doing this today? And
I probably won't tell anybody what it is I want to get done if I'm not going to do it today.
Well, it does. The accountability brings work along with it, right?
Yes, it does.
And you got to keep doing it. So, you know, I'm very pleased to have had the time to talk to you this morning. I think you've got a great story. And I went out on your website and took a look at that. last night, yesterday afternoon and things. And there's so much about this area I don't know anything about. And I just really encourage when young entrepreneurs like you take that jump and that leap and go out there and say, I've got an idea and I want to do something. And you have the courage that says, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do the hard work and the planning that goes into making that happen. So
I would say for year one's been successful and we're looking to a great year two.
Thank you guys for having me.
Well, we're glad that you were here, that you were able to be with us this morning. You've been a great guest. So
appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And with that, we will sign off for the week.
Yep. Go look up Dee the Stylist.
Yeah, Dee the Stylist. She's the one for you.
Okay.